Hello, my audio friends. It is March 20... What is it? 25th today? No. It's, if I look at my watch here, it's the 24th. 24th, right? Yeah, I think. Yeah, 24th. I got the sun in my eyes because I'm driving home and I'm going west. And I'm looking at my dashboard of my IQ and my fuel gauge is blinking menacingly at me because I'm out of fuel. And let's see, how much have I done so far? I've done 374 kilometers on probably 26 liters of fuel for an average of 6.7 liters per 100 kilometers. Not bad considering I sit in traffic a lot and the temperatures have been pretty brutal the last few days. For mid to end of March, anyway. I know it. March can traditionally be the month of storms here on the East Coast. No, not the East Coast. Eastern Canada. Not quite the East Coast. Sorry, I've had a long day. I've been battling installations of PHP software on a Windows server, and I got everything working except for one last thing, and if I can get that to work, then I'm going to be ready with some tools for my new mandate whenever that is to start. So as I'm sitting here, finally we're starting to move so I can get to the gas station sooner. There is something very interesting sitting in the back seat of my car, but before I go there, let me just tell you what happened about, I would say maybe 2 weeks ago now. I was in the, we have a little room, we colloquially call it the coffee room. It's got the coffee machine, it's got the little refrigerator where everybody stores their lunch. It's got a sink and some cupboard space. And lots of people gather there every now and then to have a coffee. There's no place to sit, it's just a standing room only affair. And there was a French fellow from France who... originally from France, who was there getting a cup of coffee one day, and I had just happened to have been listening to Eric Truffaz, who is a French sort of modern jazz violinist type. Anyway, and I mentioned it to him. I said, "You wouldn't happen to know, you know, of Eric Truffaz, right?" And then he jokingly said to me, "Well, no, I don't know everybody in France." And then I said, "I meant, you know, musically." And he said no. And that sort of spawned a whole conversation, because then I asked him, "Well, you must know of Jean-Michel Jarre," and he said yes. I almost get a feeling I've already told this story on Audio Boom. Or maybe I said it on Voicemail. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So then we got to talking about Kraftwerk and synthesizers and electronic music and stuff. And he casually mentions that he's got a TX-55, a Yamaha TX-55 sound module at home. And okay, you know, we talk about it a little bit more. And I did mention to him, you know, when I was younger, I always wanted to try a TX-55. I had seen them and they were very expensive, and I always wondered what they sounded like and how they worked. And he goes, "Well, you can borrow it any time." He said, "I'm not giving it to you, but you can borrow it long term. As long as we're both working here, if either one of us leaves the company, I'd like it back." I said, "Okay, that's fine. You know, that makes a lot of sense." And then, you know, we kind of never spoke about it again. And then yesterday, comes to see me at my desk and he says, "Hey, I've got something for you." So I go over to it, and sure enough, there it is, sitting on a chair, is Yamaha TX-55 sound module. I was like, "Wow, really?" You know, so he was being honest. You know, he says, "Yeah, take it home." He says, "I still have to get you the 220 converter, because here in Canada we've got 110 volts and this thing only runs on 220, so I'm going to have to get a converter for it." But he says he has one. I'm more than welcome to it, and it's just a question of him finding it. That's what he told me. So that was fine and dandy, and then we're talking a little bit. I'm looking at the TX-55, and we're talking about it. And then I, again, casually, I mention how, speaking of, you know, keyboards and synths, of course, the granddaddy of them all in the Yamaha lineup was the venerable DX-7. Well, doesn't he say, yeah, I've got one of those. What? He says, yeah, I've got one at home. I said, you got to be kidding me. He says, no. And in the back seat of my car, I have a DX7 Mark II D, which I'm going to borrow from him again, you know, kind of this long-term thing, he said. He says, borrow it for as long as you want because they were just sitting in a cupboard at home gathering dust. And he says, I'm not going to miss them, but I would miss them if I gave them up totally. He says, I'm not going to. He says, keep them for as long as you want, but I want them back if ever you're not using them, or, you know, if you're moving or whatever. In whatever case, he wants them back. So I just thought I'd share that with you folks that, I've got a DX7. I can't wait to plug it in. Well, I can't right now because it runs on 220 volts, so I'm going to have to wait for him to bring me the converter, but it doesn't matter anyway. I don't really have time right now. My time is really busy, and I should be concentrating on other things. But, boy, as soon as I can, though, I'm gonna fire up this puppy and see what it does. I'm going to be really curious. I know they're a real mess to program and stuff and configure, but, yeah, I'll just have some fun with it and see what sound patches are available just as sort of out of the box. But it should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun. Okay, that's it for me. I'm going to get some gas in this car and get home. And I bid you all a wonderful evening or a wonderful day, depending on when you listen to this. Thank you again for listening. Bye-bye.